Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
People think some huge trauma needs to happen before you can use therapy, but really, you can use the therapy to get the tools before something bad happens. Visit betterhelp.com/TBTB and learn some new things to help navigate life. Again, visit betterhelp.com/TBTB and learn some new things to help navigate life. And now let's get to the show.
Right, hello, everybody. Let's welcome to The Bald and the Beautiful. I am Melissa.
Kevin Fredericks.
Angel.
Marcus.
And we review the show, the Married at First Sight, season 13, 14, 15, I don't know.
11,000.
And the season is off to a slow start, but here and yet, we are here.
Picking up a little bit.
Very little bit.
Good or bad.
Picking up a little bit.
So let's go ahead and start with Bao and Johnny.
So this is the thing about Bao.
Babe.
Johnny was like, come on, you got to take a shower. She was like, no, I'm not going to do that. And the last time we talked about a depressive episode, she does not want to do that.
No.
I don't think what she was talking about this episode was tied to being in a depressive episode. I think she sometimes just wants to work out and crash. Johnny was like, I'm going to go to my house for a couple of days because I don't know how else to deal with the fact that you won't take a shower. Yeah. So I'm going to just, she was like, but we're just married. He was like, yeah, I'm going to go ahead and go home for just 2-3 days. Okay.
But let me tell you, I watched Unhinged?
Unfiltered.
I watched Unfiltered, at least a little piece of it last week. I mean, not last week, for this episode. And the reason why he left was an argument they had right before they got there.
Yeah.
And let me tell you what the argument was about.
Her snoring.
No. They showed up. She got excited when they got to their new house and got really really excited. And he was like, you're acting like a child. It caused an argument.
So that was even on the Unfiltered. Unfiltered, but during the show.
That's why episode, he went home?
Well, I think it escalated from that. Because I guess, like he said, her excitement comes off very childish and immature.
He got mad at her for being excited?
Because it's too way. Childlike. In
so
his
it wasn't
opinion.
Because she wouldn't take a shower?
No.
No. I mean, that might have been some of it, too.
But no, but he like, said
I don't
that's
the reason. Did you see the as well? It's too, no, it's no, no, already no. 2 hours.
Did you see the meeting with Pastor Cal?
Yeah.
So he brought it up then, too, of her, like, you know, it's a turnoff for you to when you.
Oh, but there was no context.
He did say that. Yeah, and I was like, I thought that was a little out of place. Why didn't you put that in?
I don't know. Well, I mean, I guess the cameras wasn't there. I don't know.
No, the cameras were definitely there when they showed up, but I don't know why the argument wasn't.
That's a weird thing to be
that
upset
is a
about.
Very strange argument.
Melissa got
Johnny's
excited
a
last
dick,
night.
But go ahead.
Melissa's dating show went really well, and she got excited last night, and she jumped on the bed, and I was like, this is great.
Yeah.
Johnny would have been like,
it's
what are you,
off.
Six?
Well, the
Joe musty self.
Well, I don't think it's the excitement. I think it's the weight.
But no, her jumping on the bed would be
oh,
considered.
I was like childlike excitement.
It was.
Well, yeah. I mean, the clips that she showed, because she was like, when they were getting in the hammock, and she was like, yeah, stabilize me. Get in here. And then the other one, but even they wrong for that. Even the editing, when he brought it up, and she was like, did like the pouty face,
yeah,
like
mm-hmm.
I know they edit that in there. Like, I get where he's coming from, but at the same time, he's an asshole for approaching it that way.
I don't get where he's coming from. I think it's a bit excessive.
I'm not watching the Unfiltered.
Don't.
No, you don't. You don't need to.
Two hours is a big commitment.
No, that was the main part of it was on the actual show.
But I didn't even stuff out just so they have something Unfiltered.
It's like 15 minutes.
Maybe. Are they leaving stuff out on purpose just so they have something to talk about on Unfiltered?
They probably are. I mean, but it was like only minutes. Because I was still cleaning up dishes that it was still playing in the background.
Oh, we took JoJo to soccer practice. I took JoJo right to soccer practice right after that.
But I just, hearing him talk about, I can understand that, like, certain things she does is unattractive. But, like, the way he's making this seem he just seems like a jerk to me now.
He
like,
wants to get out of it so bad.
Yes.
He said it so many times.
Yeah,
I would have said that. Yeah.
I would have been gone. He went home, which I thought she would make a bigger deal about that.
But now understanding that they just had the argument, it probably was a little tense in the air, a little thin.
Oh, so you think she might have went?
So yeah, was that,
it was
like,
in the heat of the moment. Yeah. Like, you leaving? You know what? It's probably a good idea.
Right.
Leave. But
she, go ahead.
No. Go.
She was right when she said, we's married now.
That's what I'm saying.
Just pick up and go.
Yeah. For a couple of days?
Yeah.
I know. I said, it was
a
day.
When he said a couple of days, I said, wait a minute.
All refreshed like, ah.
But what's crazy is that the stuff that they are arguing about is dumb.
I mean, ain't that marriage,
when he was like,
though?
We've been through a lot. We've been through a lot.
Been through a lot. Y'all been through, like, y'all been through a week and what, a couple of days?
Yeah.
Or was it 10 days at this point?
They haven't even played the music on y'all.
Yeah, right.
They heard
a wheel. Y'all issues are dumb.
But he be making them dumb.
It's all his own insecurity, to be honest, because when they did the flashback, I'm going to have to use you, honey. They did the flashback of him trying to, like, go into her intimately for a kiss. He was so over, like, dramatic. He was like.
She's like.
Oh, was she?
Yeah. But his, like, he was just like.
That's what she did.
He was like. But he was so Skinamax with it. That's probably why she laughed.
Skinamax.
Because it was just like.
But that's kind of something they both need to have. Because every time you went in for a kiss, try to be intimate, and she giggling and acting giddy, and it reminds you of a 4-year-old, it will be like.
I do that to Melissa all the time. You know,
I can see.
Only in movies do people grab your face.
I don't want this movie kiss.
That's exactly how he's doing.
You know, we do the hard breathe. You know,
what is that? Y'all sound like y'all got asthma. We're not saying nothing. By the way, this is totally random, and I'm sorry. I had a dream. This is the most 38 dream. I had a dream that one of my nostrils wasn't open, and in my dream, I was just sitting there like. Man, I wish my nostril was open. And then I woke up. I was like, nigga, what a waste of a dream.
I was literally just in the dream.
Like, could have been a good dream. Like,
could have been a wet dream. I'm over here thinking about nostrils.
I literally was like, that's the most Bills is due type dream. In the dream, I'm just sitting in the bed, breathing loud, and saying, I wish both of my nostrils was open. I don't really appreciate when my nostrils was last open. And I woke up so mad at my subconscious, like, nigga, we can do anything. I could be an eagle on fire, and you set up here.
Maybe someone's a dream interpreter. Maybe it means money is coming.
It means
you got allergies coming.
That's what it means.
Otherwise, on their way. My subconscious is lazy. They went into my session and was like, this nigga dreaming about breathing clearly.
Like, that's too much. Let's just nostrils.
Just leave.
Nostrils, take the front seat.
Your reality is too exciting.
Is that a dream or a nightmare that I'm just thinking about breathing?
Yeah, waking up, the reality is the nightmare. It's like, wait a minute.
Johnny is pissing me off steadily.
I wanted him to be, I thought, man, that sucks.
I wanted him to be better.
I thought he was less rigid.
Having six of the same shirts let me know he is super rigid.
Yo.
He said they was on sale. Sir.
Well, no. I should make the comparison. I thought he was less rigid than her.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I thought.
This is what I find interesting is he's willing to be a childlike only in the aspects that he wants to. Yeah. They were playing with lightsabers.
Lightsabers, yeah.
Lightsabers is a delicious snack.
Yeah. Little treat, little candy.
Shut up, Josh. Me and you aren't friends anymore. So I'm like, he was even like a little uptight when they were doing that. It was like, gee, then she went in for the stuff. He was like, yeah, that's a little hard. Like, don't break my toys.
Right.
Like, did you touch my drum set? Like, you can only do certain things. But, like, again, I don't know how extreme it is of her being acting like a child or giggly or like the. They only gave us like 3 or 4 examples.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, like,
It can't be that bad. She's not over there doing a little kid voice.
What's she doing?
I'm just saying.
How
in the world? But no, this is the thing. If this is something to the point of wanting to potentially leave her, then it would be caught. I would think for it to seem reasonable, the camera would catch it more often. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah,
we dealt with Henry and old girl, we caught all of the mess that she was doing, or like some of it. But this, we caught her laughing one time.
Yeah. But the thing is like this is things that you weed out as you're dating.
Right.
You're now married. Dating, like, honestly, if it was me, a chick was giggling, and every time I try to get serious, I'm like, you know what? Is there something
but
you can do about that?
But it's not even that. It's
something you can do about that.
It's not even just that. Because that's like, something she serious, can. That's you know? Something that she could possibly easily fix. She's probably just taken off guard when he wants to, like, really get into it. So he might just have to pull back some.
Because he's missing
Suave. Yeah, it is. Nobody wants it. But, oh, sorry. What were
go ahead.
Okay, but her being upset that she shows joy in a kiddish way, he got to get over that.
I agree, because this is the other thing. They're coming to their apartment for the first time together, post-honeymoon. I would be excited.
Here's my thing. I think what he is doing...
I thought that was
Oh my God, Angel.
It's my agent. Y'all keep talking.
Goodness.
This might be a job.
It better be. Tell him I said it.
He patched into her agent. Now I got you. You don't talk about this, warrant you. Then I'll tell you about the audition.
That's
the
hilarious.
Thing I think about him, he is looking for a thing not to like.
I agree with that.
And when you're looking for a thing not to like, you are going to always find a 100%. Thing not to like. If you're looking for things to like, you will find things to like.
Because that's something to not, that something like her, the way she's acting is something that is just like I said, you cannot like it, but for it to be like, ugh.
The reaction is over based on
he's overreacting. The action.
This dude I follow tweeted, he was like, at some point in your life, and he was talking about work, but he was like, you decide that every battle is not worth going to war over. You just need to, some of them, you just got to let it go. And he tweeted that while I was watching Married at First Sight. And I was like, this is what Johnny needs to decide. Like, the snoring thing, what's that called when you can't control? She can't control snoring.
It's involuntary.
It's involuntary. Headphones, whatever you got to do. The giddy thing, I mean, how often does that really happen? It's not like you got a lot of other stuff that could really be
a non-negotiable.
I feel like you're picking ones that are baby stuff.
Right.
You know, it's like Melissa, for example. I'm just being silly. Melissa will not finish a bottle of water.
That's not silly.
She'll have one here. She'll have three upstairs in her bedroom.
Because she don't trust y'all like it.
And she has this funny thing about that she dog and put on me. When we go to hotels, if she leaves water open and the housekeeping comes, she's like, I cannot. Anything could happen to it. So when I was by myself, if the housekeeping came and I went to drink it, and then I was like, God. But that's a small thing.
Yeah.
Right? Johnny would be like, the planet, she should pour them, she should finish one. It's just like, does that, in the grand scheme of your whole marriage, does it really matter? And I'm sure if Bao was, I'm going to decide to find things not to like, you got six shirts, that's just weird. I feel like you're a little obsessive. That's weird to me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like if she wanted to, she could have, or you went away for 2 or 3 days, I feel like you don't care about a relationship. I'm going to make a big deal about that. I feel like she's just not doing that, and it wouldn't feel good if he was doing the same thing.
I think that they both need a little bit more flexibility. And in the event you are a woman and you need some flexibility in your life, I'm going to advise that you get the Flex Cup.
Flex Cup!
So you can have sex on your period.
Well, yeah.
Well, that's with the disc.
Ah.
Yeah.
So you can go swimming.
Yes, there are two different items. Mm-hmm. There is the Flex Disc. There is the Flex Cup. If you're new to the world and you've only used pads or tampons, because those are very traditional menstrual products, and you're like, this sounds, I don't really know. Try the menstrual disc. It is great. It is less scary of an entry point as you're branching away from pads or tampons.
Mm-hmm.
It allows you to have sex on your period. You can wear white. You can don't have to have your period draws. Mm-hmm. You could go swimming. You could do all the things, and it is very secure and very safe. You eliminate period smell. It's all the things. You guys know I started using this when we were on tour 2 or 3 years ago because we were traveling, and traveling while you're
bleeding is not really the best thing, best experience in life. And so I was looking for a way to, like, how can I make this easier for myself? And that's actually how I was introduced to FlexDisc. Literally, this is the company I use first. And it was an amazing experience. They are, they're made with medical grade silicone. They are really safe. Again, you have two options, a disposable option that you can use and have sex, or you can use the reusable option, which is the cup. They last up to 12 hours, depending on your flow. They're really great. It has a pulley tab. So, you know, once you stick it up in there and you're scared you're going to lose it, I don't know how to take it out.
You bloop, pull that thing out.
Boom. Which one is it?
I used the disc last week. Wasn't it fine?
Yeah, that was fine.
See?
You didn't mind it?
I didn't mind.
I think that's called a testimony.
That's a testimonial. It was fine.
Wasn't it fine?
Yeah. I said, what time a month?
Hey. But my big thing is the vacation.
Vacation.
You spend all that money wedding. On the vacation.
Yes, wedding.
Or the, you
want to stare the macaroni in different locations.
Yeah, you do. One little piece of that butt. I want it in St. Lucia.
Tell them what you want them to do, Liz.
So this is what we want you to do. First of all, we want you to say goodbye to cramps because they also are shown to lessen your cramps.
I haven't had any cramps since I've been using it.
None. And it's, I don't know if I can say this, but I've heard, I don't know if they gonna back it, but I heard they also can shorten your period as well. So, like, try it for yourself.
Try
it
for
yourself. I have whole threads in my book club talking about this. Again, it goes viral like once or twice a month where some woman is like, okay, I was scared and then I did it and now y'all was right. Literally, it happens all the time. So this is what we want you to do. Say goodbye to cramps, put sex back on the table, and lend Mother Nature a hand. Go to flexfits.com/TBTB.
TBTB.
And use code TBTB for 20% off Flex Disc Starter Kits or 10% off your first Flex Cup. Plus U.S. shipping. Plus free U.S. shipping.
Amen.
Yeah.
That's code TBTB.
TBTB.
At Flex. That's F-L-E-X. Yeah. Fit.com/TBTB.
TBTB.
Try it for yourself. Let us know what you think.
Yeah.
All right. Anything else on this couple?
He's making me change my vote. I thought they would make it, but unless he gets the help that he needs, he ain't going to
He has a lot of things about her that annoy him. The one being childish, too, or her giggling feels childish to him, to the cleanliness thing. That's what I thought.
And the snoring, too.
The snoring. I thought the tipping point would be the cleanliness thing, because if somebody's doing something that, I mean, it clearly, it's grotesque to him.
Right.
Grotesque.
And he can't take it. So I thought that would be like...
Well, she's not snoring crazy.
Snoring, hey, people snore.
People snore.
People snore sometimes.
Angels snore sometimes.
You know? Marcus be snoring too.
I snore a little bit, you know.
I be snoring.
Angel snores a whole lot more than I do, but hey.
I be snoring.
Liz be snoring cute. It'd be like...
But that's not something where... even he did make a big deal out of that too. He's making a really big deal
about everything.
He's like, you know, I had a hard time sleeping. I'm like, really, dude?
Let me tell you something.
Like,
he recorded her snoring. I'm like, is that what you...
I know. That's what I was
on
like.
The plane.
You know that woman told you she don't like it. Why would you record
How many
her?
Times she got to make... Yeah. How can she make it clearer?
Yeah, right. I didn't like that.
So for him to record it on the plane, I'm just like, really, dude? But two, I was like, that's what you call bad snoring?
Right.
Yeah. And it was clearly audio pregnant. Engineered.
Yeah.
I think that they added some.
They probably did.
I be snoring,
so,
too.
So, yeah, he's just...
I be tired.
He's finding things to get... He's annoyed about a lot of things. It sounds like this is his way of backing out.
Yeah, I agree.
This is not an app. He's already married. We can't just swipe or...
Well, he said that.
Disappear.
He was like, oh, we've been through a lot, and I'm here to stick it through. You just came back.
Y'all have not been through a lot.
It's a week and a half. A little over a week.
I think he said
7
days.
During the honeymoon, though.
When he reset, it was 7 days.
Y'all, it was the honeymoon portion of y'all did a lot. If the honeymoon was a lot, wait till real life can
get
it.
You don't even know what a lot is.
She didn't even came in the bed musty yet.
The other thing that I'm done with them is that I really do feel for Bao, because like that is probably one of the most hurtful things that I guess could happen is for your spouse to be like, I am not attracted to you, nor in the person that you are and the things you do. Just disgust me. Yeah. Like, I'm like, God dang, Johnny. Like, he's like, I'm not attracted to her because of her behavior. And it's not like her being excited about stuff and not acting like a 55-year-old wealthy woman. Well, this is amazing. I'm like, that's what I feel like he wants her to be. Like a woman who's like,
he wants her to be,
oh, this house, it's great.
He wants her to be sexy a lot more often.
He wants this, like,
he wants somebody like him.
Of it. Like he is goofy. I don't know what he's talking about.
No. But he don't see himself as goofy.
So he don't want himself is what I'm saying. He wants something that is a caricature that he done probably saw in a porn. Oh. And she is not that. The only reason why I say that is because he kisses like he's in a porn.
He does.
I can't take what
people
say.
Other thing I thought was funny, I did not think it would be Johnny that would make them not work.
Right. Yes, at the beginning, it thought it would be Val. Yeah.
I thought it would be Val.
I agree.
It's really super surprising that Johnny is the one acting like he can't get it together. Like, he literally has no act right. He's not, he doesn't want to be married. He doesn't want to be committed.
Right.
Right. Right. Right. This is like his first time, like, all right, this is committed. You married.
Mm-hmm.
And he's, but all these things,
it should be perfect.
Right.
My dad liked it like us now. Come on.
That might be the turn.
This is totally random, and I'm just going to say it because her name is Bao. Somebody said Toni Braxton in that song, she doesn't say about. She said, I can't stop thinking about. And I was like, she does not say about.
Yeah, she does.
She says about.
She did.
About.
And that song just came on while we were driving here. And then her name is
Toni Braxton. She's a baritone.
She is. I love it. About. This is why I sang in the tenor section, because I was like, if Toni Braxton can sing
Toni Braxton was y'all leader. Yeah.
So can I.
I didn't realize that her sisters were singing background the whole time.
Now when you listen, I'm like, I hear all of them.
Yeah, you can hear Tamar's.
Yeah.
Tamar's.
All right,
funny,
anything
man.
Else?
Nah, I can't think about nothing.
Okay. Chad, let's go to Michaela and Zay.
Hey, let me tell you.
Woo-wee.
Get in there, Tank.
Y'all want me to get in there?
Get in there, Tank.
All right. So the boy that up and disappeared in the middle of the morning.
He did.
He did. He messed up.
He did.
He clearly messed up. It would have been a simple note on the thing, a text message after she done threatened his life of don't wake me up, whatever you do, let me burn up, do not wake me up.
Yeah.
He's like, all right, I ain't gonna wake you up. I'm just gonna leave. Part of that is from him being single for so long and probably his age.
Mm-hmm.
He's been single a long time. He probably just saw himself getting up. Let me just run this dog over here. I don't know how long it takes to drop a dog off at the thing.
Like the time you went to Target. And Angel,
I went to Target.
Angel thought you was in there. You was like, I'm going to run to Target. And I'll be right back.
So he was
the
wrong. However, for her to just up and leave, Angel said that she said she called him multiple times.
Yeah.
She did. She said he did answer her calls or her text messages.
Okay, because I missed that part. Because I was in the thinking like, it would have been a simple, where the hell you at?
Mm-hmm.
But she did do that.
I ran to Target.
Listen.
I ran to Target. Yeah, I picked up.
Let me, so y'all know what the backstory is, since Kevin brought it up, being shady. I had asked.
You could have just let it leave. You like the partner that reneges and says something. Just let it slide.
No, because he going to keep bringing it up. He didn't brought it up.
He bring up the fact that he went to Target real quick.
He brought it up five times.
Yes, I'm like, so I got to
Kevin
go.
Kevin is trash.
Josh is trash.
No, Josh is trash.
Josh is not loyal.
I had asked.
Y'all turned on.
You are trash. He's trash. Nope, Josh.
Everybody's trash.
Everybody is toxic around here.
It was a Friday. Here's the thing. Bonus, I asked if Kev and Josh would allow me to shoot earlier because I think I had an audition or something. And they were like, cool. So Marcus, at the time, was still working the later shift. So he was at home. I didn't need to get a babysitter. I'm in the shower getting ready. Marcus has this thing of telling me stuff and then not checking in to see if I've heard him. Meaning, we weren't already in conversation, so it wasn't like we were going having a back and forth. He'll say something and then just go about.
You do it too.
I'm just saying.
Don't say Marcus. We have this thing of saying something and then just going about.
No, sometimes I'll be like, "Did you hear me?" You'll be like, "Yeah."
No, you a lie.
Anyway.
That is a lie or you're lying.
No, I'm in the shower. He doesn't check to hear if I hear him. He leaves. I am dressed, getting ready to go to work. Now, I've already told him that I had to leave for work at a certain time. I have children at the house, four of them. I am in the car thinking he's going to pull up.
She does.
Yeah, that's exactly what it felt like. I have four kids. I don't know where this nigga is. I call him. Now, mind you, he got two phones.
Yeah.
Okay? Call the one phone. Don't pick up. Call the other phone. Don't pick up. Now I'm just calling over and over and over again. Now I am late. So I didn't call. I said, that hey, never guys. Happens. I said, hey, guys. What? See, you just like him. You just like Zach. Young and stupid.
Not 39, but young and stupid.
Yes. And finally, I don't know when, he finally gets back to picks up. Where are you? I'm at Target.
The problem. We didn't talk about her being at work that morning because the schedule for y'all shooting has changed multiple times.
What? Million times.
So I'm like, and my literally. My schedule is all off because I'm not no longer on my normal shift. I don't know what time y'all recording. I don't know what's going on. Mm-hmm. But I know I needed to go Target real quick.
That's the one thing I know, that's for sure. It ain't going to be number real quick.
Back around. Zach up and left. Michaela. Said she tried to reach him.
And took that can or bottle, whatever she slammed said.
Cats.
And walked away.
I said, oh, here it goes. They got to go to the call tower. Yes. You know they were pissed. CCTV, big piss.
Anyone else to this one, too?
No, you go ahead.
Oh, my God.
So I can understand why she would be pissed because I've had people do things like that irresponsibly. But I also think
Storm Angel.
I also think that while, you know, she did exactly what she said she wouldn't do, which was leave.
Yeah.
So that's hypocritical. I do think he handled it so wrong.
He couldn't admit that he was wrong. He did apologize, but he didn't say I was wrong.
Bruh, he handled that terribly.
Yeah.
Yes.
The thing I thought about that was interesting, though, the family story of why it meant more made more sense, right? Because he's just like, nigga, I just went. He was more concerned with the fact that she got him back than that he was wrong.
Yes.
Right. He left before he could say I was wrong. He was like, is that why you left? She was like, yep. Mm-hmm. I can't do this. I can't do that. But the fact that her dad leaving and all that, I was like, see, this is what happens when you rush to the marriage.
Yeah.
You don't get that backstory. Mm-hmm. Now, if you might have known that, you'd be like, okay, if I leave, you know, and you ain't really thinking, if I'm just going to run out real quick and be right back, that's going to make me feel like my dad left me and didn't come back. Like, nobody's making that connection. But all of us who are married have mishandled a situation, especially when we were wrong first. And just watching two people do it, they were lucky Pastor Cal came there.
Yeah.
Lucky he was there to defuse that.
That particular situation is like, okay, there was, what, a two and a half hour time period where she couldn't get a hold of him. His man could have left his phone in the room on silent. He could have left it in the car like I did. He could, you know what I'm saying? Like a lot of stuff could have happened. It could have been a lot of scenarios in that time span of, all right, I'm packing up everything and leaving.
Yep.
But it's also with them being new in a relationship, them not having the honeymoon together, and it's seeming like something
third or fourth day together.
They did not have a honeymoon. They just got together, and it seemed like such a small consideration that he could have made.
Especially this early on
to just be like, if you say you're coming back and you don't, and then you don't answer my phone call, I don't have enough in your favor to not stack things up against her. No, he had said, I'm going to have her go to sleep and then I'm coming back. So already you didn't do what you said you were going to do.
No, he said what now?
He said, I'm going to take the dog.
No, she didn't know he was taking the dog.
Yes, she did.
I thought she just woke up and he was gone. She said, did you take the dog?
No. She was awake when he left. He said, I'm going to take the dog. I'm going to make sure it falls asleep. Then I'm coming back. She fell asleep waiting for him. She woke up. He still wasn't there.
Mm-hmm.
And then.
I remember it different.
No, you remember it wrong.
Well,
I promise you.
You just watched it this morning because you were asleep.
I know. So that's why I know I watched it right. So he already didn't do the thing he said he was going to do by returning, which is not that big of a thing. He fell asleep.
Right.
But then to not then give the consideration that somebody was waiting on you, who is your wife, and you did not reach out, even if he missed all of her calls. You then called.
Yeah, that's what I thought. She fell asleep the night before. He was supposed to come to bed
Yes, the night before he was dropping the dog off.
Okay, so say it again. No. I missed this.
So the night before.
He was dropping the dog off that morning.
No, you're not understanding. The night before he was taking the dog to his home, his actual home, for the dog to go to sleep.
At his house.
Yes, he fell asleep at his house. When he woke up, he took the dog to daycare. Okay. He did not call her on the way to daycare at all. He was awake. He could have called her then.
Okay.
He then comes home at 9:15 and is like, you weren't there.
So when
everybody in the chat says Angel's wrong.
That's how I remember it as being different. I thought he was supposed to come to bed.
No, now they say Angel's right.
I know. I watched it right before we came here.
All right, whatever. Regardless.
Now they're saying he's right.
Yeah, it switched.
As soon as I say they're wrong, you said you were right.
No, it flip-flopped. I think because she got it all out. Once she explained the whole thing. So then, okay, so that's clarity.
Yes.
Okay. And then what happened?
I'm confused. I thought I watched it. Now I don't know.
That's why I was like, wait, what happened? He left their apartment.
First of
it
all,
was
these
on the
people
camera.
Don't care
so it was
right
another
wrong.
Room. It regardless, he had, but
yeah, he was in a different room.
He was in a different room.
He was supposed to join her. And he said, I fell asleep.
Got it.
Okay. That's so right. A different room.
He said, I fell asleep.
So a different room. So
I didn't come to you because I fell asleep.
Yes.
In the other room.
In the other room.
Yes. Okay. Okay. I got it. So then when she wakes up, nobody's there.
Right.
So that's triggering her trauma response because the way her daddy
being
died.
Abandoned by her daddy
passing.
But
this is the thing. This is the only thing that I have with her and her response is that her leaving is tick for tat.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. That's why I said she was wrong, too.
Yeah, so.
In marriage, man, let me tell y'all young marriage.
It's
you never want to spoil a full-on 100% right.
Yeah.
You had him dead to rights.
She did.
All you had to do is stay
wait
home.
And simmer in your anger.
Simmer right. your anger.
Get mad. Like, oh, he got it coming. I called you 15 times. Oh, you got
she
it coming.
Had him
you don't
with,
leave.
With
headshot. Sniper a mile away.
Yeah.
She said, let me just hurt you. And now you done.
Yeah, you done
you
missed
give
the shot.
Him you threw that right? Off. You just squandered. You never would. You rarely get your partner 100% wrong. You squandered it.
Yes.
And then you did it with the marriage counselor coming in.
And then they said, and then she flipped out.
Oh, and the flip out. Now I'm like, girl, you did two wrong things.
Right. And he's probably like, I didn't do all of that, but my intent wasn't to harm you.
Right.
I just did it wrong. Yeah. Where she was like, let me get back at you.
Oh, yeah.
And the thing that it looked like he was seeing, he was like, okay, so if I make a mistake,
right,
you just going to. Especially if he didn't have bad intentions, right? I made a mistake. You are then going to punish me,
right?
Right? Like, you're going to flip out or you're going to do what you think is right or wrong, whatever I did. That is unhealthy to just be like, I'm going to get you back. And you ain't going to go a long way if your whole thing is, Angel says, Marcus went to Target and he didn't know or whatever, or he didn't say nothing. So now when Marcus needs to go somewhere, Angel's like, I'm going to go to Target.
Right.
Like, nigga, this is not helpful
at all.
I should have got. I admit it. I was wrong. I should have left my phone. Now you just. Why would you go?
But
and
he
do
didn't
that?
Apologize.
He apologized, but he didn't admit fault. Yeah, that's what it was.
Oh.
Yeah. And I think because she had did all them things.
Yeah, at this point.
He forgot what he did was wrong.
Because at this point, at this point, it's a negotiation of meeting back in the middle. He was like, you know what? Right. I'm sorry. She kept pushing him away. Of course he's not going to admit fault now.
Oh, yeah.
Because he was like, no, you told me not to wake you up for nothing. So I didn't wake your sleepy ass up. That's how he's looking at it.
He was.
But it's like, 60-40 him. He's wrong. She's wrong, too. But
she had him 100% wrong, and she was 100% right.
Yeah.
And she squandered
it. Yeah, right.
If I were him, the thing I'd be most leery about is how she responded to me being wrong in that manner. Like, the 0-60 would have made me have pause for concern, and the I'm going to get you back would have made me have pause for concern, too. Like, because I'm going to do stuff. We're both going to do stuff, but I'm not going to willfully be like, you did this to me, so I'm going to do this to you just because I felt wrong. That could be dangerous.
And also, it's an entire powder keg because Pastor Cal sat there and she's explaining her situation. So he moves in to touch her. She's pushing him away.
Literally.
Pastor Cal's like, why are you doing that? Don't you? She said, yes, I want him to touch me. But he don't know you like that. So if you're rejecting his touch,
sure,
he's just going to go further into his feelings. Now you further into your feelings.
A lot of it has to do with the fact they don't know each other 100%. That well, and everything is like they're not hearing each other. They could 100%. If they had on Raycons, they would hear each other crystal clear and what they're trying to communicate and what they're trying to say. Boom. All right? But they don't. They got some other type of earwear, and it's not doing it. It's not doing it for them. So no matter how you're feeling about getting back out there, there's no denying it's an adjustment. When the world is too loud, something I love to do is create my own soundtrack by popping in my Raycons wireless earbuds. Tahir, who just walked in, he's created some really good soundtracks. What's those things called when you put music?
Playlist.
He created this ratchet playlist for me that I am super excited to listen to on my Raycons. Boom. Sometimes you need some upbeat music to pump you up before you see people or to stay calm, which they needed. Michelle and Zach.
Michaela's
also her name. And stay calm with some guided meditation, right? So, like, with us traveling, we try to work out at the gym. Kevin does his white woman walks every morning. Josh be jogging.
I'm wearing my Raycons while I'm doing that.
Yeah, you are.
And I got a little vibe, and I'm like,
Picture. I'm telling you right now, Raycons are the best way to listen. They come with a bunch of gel tips for your comfort, unlike the other brands that don't stick out of your ear. Raycons has a 32-hour battery life.
With their Raycons.
They got their eardrums are bleeding. Okay, so you can listen to what you want, when you want, or for a really long time. They start at half the price of other premium audio brands, but they sound just as good. And Raycons comes with a 45-day happiness guarantee, so you really can't lose. Give them a try, and you'll see what I mean. This is what we want you to do. Create your own soundtrack with Raycon right now. The Bald and the Beautiful listeners can get 15% off their Raycon order at buyraycon.com/TBTB.
TBTB.
That's buyraycon.com/TBTB.
TBTB.
To save 15% off on Raycons. buyraycon.com/TBTB.
TBTB.
There you go. I definitely think that she overreacted, but I do think just a small consideration or even him just admitting that he was wrong, and like he could have handled it better, could have diffused all this. But I think a lot of that has to do with him being young and her being explosive.
Yeah.
So did this end up happening on the first night day after the honeymoon?
It kind of was edited that way, but yeah.
You can't tell.
You can't tell me because Johnny looked like he was gone for a
second. He said he tested negative, but he'd only been quarantined for 5 days.
Listen, what are they doing in Houston?
That don't make sense at all.
But also in Texas, COVID doesn't exist.
That's true. Yeah.
So it's kind of hard to tell, but if they're in the same timeline as everybody else, this is like day number 7 or 8, maybe.
Yes.
Yes.
And they've only been, this is only their second or third day being around each other.
Because they had the sex on the first day and the second day.
Second day. Yeah, they had sex second night. Second. Yeah.
So third, maybe fourth time being around each other.
So while for some people, going to sleep in a different bedroom in the house and falling asleep there by accident wouldn't be a big deal. I guess for her, being that they have not even been in the same space as a married couple at all, it is a bigger deal. If Marcus fell asleep in one of the kids' room while I would be probably frantically looking to figure out if he was still at the house. Well, as soon as I saw the truck was there, I wouldn't be worried about it. But if we had...
I jogged down the street and a coyote got me.
Then I'd be like, well... I don't know what to do about
that
it.
That dog on Coyote is out for y'all if that happens.
Oh, it's a few of them. I know they're scheduling it. I'll be tracking them.
Because when she said that he had left to put the dog asleep, her reaction made it seem like, left, and there was a lot of space. That's the reason why I thought when he said, I'm putting him to sleep, it was in his place.
People put dogs to sleep?
I ain't never heard of that.
No, we have never put a dog to sleep.
Hold on, putting a dog to sleep.
No, dead, like, as in
dead,
dead
yes.
Sleep?
Yeah. But like
sleeping a dog?
No.
Putting a dog to actually find, there's a lot of, I was about to say Angel Stock, but there's a lot of stuff that we don't do with our dogs that people be doing.
Right, you're right. So that was another reason why.
Nobody doing that, though.
That's the other reason why when she explained it.
I don't even put a dog to sleep. I just put him in the crib.
Exactly.
Right.
That's why when she explained that he had took the dog to go to sleep, I automatically was like, oh, at his house because the dog must not do well in the apartment.
House, right.
Or that at the would make more sense.
Yes, that's why I was like, okay, well, yeah, you should have definitely said something.
That's the other thing
about
this episode, that they were just like, oh, the dogs, huh, guys?
The dogs look how much were they the matter. Unsung hero of Listen, the episode.
Everybody has dogs.
It's all dog issues.
It was all dog issues.
Except for Mal and Johnny.
Everybody was... They be, and listen, I've had dogs in my life, but we weren't a dog family, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
These people, if them dogs don't get along, you can forget it.
Oh, it's a wrap.
Brett and...
let's go to them knees, because that's where I want to go. Let's go to Brett and Ryan.
That was their first, her first concern was the dogs. He's annoyed with her most of the time.
Yes.
Yeah, that.
He's annoyed with her high-strungness.
Yeah.
Yes.
He's just like, she's panicking over the dogs.
And the kayak.
And that's all you do is be getting high. Girl,
high-strungness is hard. If you're a person that's very calm, dealing with someone who's always high-strung is really, it's a hard thing. Because you try to make their feelings seem valid, but you just like, you always got feelings.
Is he here in here?
Nah. Not anymore.
I think he left.
He just dropped that off?
Yeah.
He's coming. Tahir be high-strung.
Uh-huh.
He be worried. Oh, hey, Tahir.
We were just talking about you, specifically Kevin.
He said you'd be worried.
You wow. We're live. We're live, just FYI. Do you think you're high strung, Tahir?
Yes. Wait, it was the yes
Tahir
right
said
away.
Yes Tahir quickly.
No hesitation.
Be worried, McGee.
If I don't have something to worry about, like everything's cool, I will call somebody to take on their problem.
Tahir? We have been having a hell of a time with travel.
Tell me something that's wrong so I can worry.
When we were trying to get back for Tony's funeral, Tahir was about to lose it. Because they kept pushing this flight back. Angel was like, okay, I'm going to go down here and check. Tahir was like, but if our bag, we can't do it.
That wasn't me. That was Greg.
Greg was even worse for this. Greg!
Like, I already knew what was going to happen.
Let me tell you what Greg went and asked the people. We going to get off this flight and go to a different airline on a different flight. Our bags are on American Airlines. Could somebody go up in there and get our stuff off?
The lady was like, they but though they could have, I've had them do it for me before.
They got up in the plane when the bags was already on there. And
they
took
have
them
gotten
off.
My stuff off of there.
They ain't never did that.
Yes,
I don't care
they
what
have.
Happened in your life.
No,
I'm making my point now, and it never happened.
They have when I decided to switch from flying into Cincinnati
to a different
Lexington.
Airline.
It was you're right. It wasn't different airline. It was the same airline.
Yeah,
different
I'm
flight.
Talking about you
right.
Going American right. And go hand it to Delta.
No, you're
back
right.
To people
you're right.
Being high strung. I'm pulling this back to the
oh,
show
yeah,
real
Tahir's
quick.
Oh, yeah, Tahir's high strung.
Angel, she, at some situations, she can get high strung.
Yes.
And y'all seen our demeanors. I'm just like, you know what? It's going to
be
all right.
Melissa, don't be.
I can be, but I would say between the two of us, you're probably actually more high strung.
Me?
Because at the root of being high strung
is control.
Let me tell you,
control.
I'm so glad you brought it up, Liz, because I was about to be like, were you calm and cool doing all this,
yes.
Kevin?
Yes!
No,
I had my head on straight.
Exactly. That we didn't even use.
And we didn't Bingo. Even use it.
That was to help y'all.
No, it wasn't.
I even said, you, I said,
no,
I said when we.
It was to help him.
At the 9, when
Me?
Our flight was
but
getting
was
in at 9:15, when our flight was getting in at 9:15, I said.
Another flight.
If push comes to shove, we still can fly in at 9:15 and see if one of the drivers can just wait for the luggage. I was not thinking we were going to get a whole new flight.
New flight.
And Kevin was
and
like.
And then didn't cancel because just in case. And then still went with the original flight. Yes.
Did he cancel the other?
So y'all two again. Y'all two are the.
I wasn't high strung though.
No, that's why.
That was preparation.
I thought it was hysterical that he called out Tahir.
Tahir be.
This man, I love him dearly.
Tell the truth. Tell the truth on him.
The way he will call out other people for the stuff that he do.
That he do.
When I'm high strung, I just say to myself, my energy is low. Kevin is.
Showed up.
Walking. Pace McGee.
Come right here. Come right here.
Pace McGee.
Come right here.
Pace Pace McGee. He Tahir offered for us
I'll
to be able.
All this. Okay. Take it easy.
Tell the truth. Tell the truth.
Are you there? You're not gonna believe what happened to this.
Tell the truth.
This playback is hysterical. I didn't know you got on the couch.
He did
yes,
get on
he
the
did.
Couch.
Yes, he
Anything
did.
For the doggone joke.
Listen, Tahir
anyway,
even
we're off
said.
Track.
No, wait a minute. No,
we're
one more
track.
Last thing. Tahir. Tahir even offered for us to get dressed at his house so that we wouldn't have to get dressed in the parking lot like he did. Kevin was like, no, I am not taking any chances.
All I wanted
of being
to do was
late.
Be there for my friend. It sounds like a lot of people didn't want to do that. So
Kevin said, I need my dresses to dress me.
I chose to go.
I'm sorry, I can't believe what happened, Liz. They canceled the food on the flight.
They canceled the food
I'm
on the flight.
Sorry, I don't know. It's me. It's Kevin. I'm
sleepy
boy, Liz.
Hi, sleepy boy. Yeah, yeah. High strung.
So Brett and Ryan, right?
She is very
high
strung.
Like that high strung.
No.
I can be high strung. I can be a word.
Yeah,
I can be a word.
Nobody is as bad as her. I think she sees her being Brett.
Yeah.
The thing, to Angel's point, I think the bigger thing is if you fall on the other end of the spectrum, it annoys you even more.
Yeah.
If you were like maybe in the middle on it, you'd be like, okay, I get it, blah, blah, blah. But if you don't be tripping, when somebody is high strung, you'd be like, okay, this is bothering me. And he's brought it up every time.
Yeah.
And every time he'd be having his talking head by himself, he was like, the plane thing? Yes. He was like, man, I don't really know if I could do this.
Yeah, I don't let people usually, unless it's like intense, I don't let people being high strung
rattle you.
Get to me. Mm. Like, this is an example when I was still working, I was at the airport. And we're looking at this piece, it's air handler, which gives air to the entire terminal.
Yeah.
And I was showing him something on it, and I hit a button, and the whole thing shut down. And the lady I was up there with starts freaking out. So she's like, what are we going to do? So I just look at her, close the door, and I sit there and waited. I said, it's got to have a reboot or something on it. And I said, if it don't, I'm just going to be in trouble.
I'm just sitting there waiting.
That
is my husband.
And finally it starts ramping up. I was like, all right, there we go. You would have thought that God came to her and was like, child is going. She, oh my God. Oh my God. Hallmark. And I was like, it's cool. It's all right. Like, somebody going to yell. Somebody going to yell. They're going to be like, why are you up there? I was doing this and that. It shut off. Did anybody pass out? Did a passenger die? No? All right, we good.
That man said, I would just be in trouble then.
That is Marcus. which I'm surprised. I think because Brett is so high strung, she's not even recognizing. Because that can also be irritating to have someone not care about the situation that you feel like is about to implode.
It's going
to
make you feel like they don't care about you.
Yes, and they're just like, it's fine.
But also to her credit, I guess, if you're afraid of flying, you're afraid of flying.
Yes.
I don't know what the kayak thing is. She was uncomfortable.
Water.
But if them dogs don't like each other, it'd be a big deal if you love dogs. Because remember Jacob and Haley? Their dogs didn't get along either.
No, they didn't.
That's true.
It was a big thing
for
them. But
I think his point was the dogs had met for, 2.3 seconds.
But they barked.
And she was already like, oh.
And it was probably her energy that was causing
the dog
to act that way.
Dogs feed off your energy.
Right. Dogs are like, we high strung, huh? Yeah, okay.
That's what we doing. That's one of those things where you got to, again, if they had dated for...
Right.
Absolutely.
Months and months, like, they would learn to counterbalance that. Like, it's been like when Angel was in the emergency, Angel was having, babies, and things are going crazy. Like, me panicking and acting a fool ain't going to help nothing.
Sure ain't. Going to make things worse.
And I'm just, like, talking to the doctors, like, all right, what y'all about to do? Just know if something happens to us, two of y'all are going to get it.
Like, a lot of us are not making it out of this room alive. Yeah,
there's going to be charges. There's going to be... Funerals is going to be awful.
I will remain calm as long as everything goes right.
Which is so not, like, in my family, I have a lot of high-strung women in my family.
Yeah, like, her mom was there.
And she's a more high-strung individual.
And I had to, like, I was like, sit down. It's okay.
He was like,
go to the corner.
Sit down.
Sit down.
That's how you said it to her. He chastised my mama.
I did. No.
Hurt her feelings.
You did, too.
I knew you were going to bring that up.
He chastised your mama.
Chill out, Angel.
He chastised your mama. I did chastise.
What?
I did chastise because they was freaking out. Everybody freaking out.
Look.
And I need to get control over this delivery room.
We was in the delivery room. Angel's bleeding out. It was crazy. They brought in the crash cart. I said, sit down.
Oh, for which one?
For the twins. After I had the twins.
What happened?
No, no. Was your mom there for that one? Or was that for the...
No, she was
there.
Oh,
yeah, she was there.
They weren't taking care of me.
They weren't taking care of Angel.
And
when her mom was the person that discovered that something was wrong.
So she was like, my high strungness did something for the...
Yeah,
she did.
No, it did.
My mama saved my life. But she was... we were also about to go crazy at the same time because we needed her to calm down. But yeah.
And I was like, sit down. No, I didn't say that. But I was just like, Miss Dorothy, sit down.
She
right there
down?
In the corner. Yeah, she.
Yeah.
And she sat over and just kind of rocked and, you know, rubbed her knees. I was like, all right, nurses. Goose.
Ten folk.
Yeah.
But no, so I think if they had dated and they know that about each other, they know it's like a counterbalance. It works.
This show, it lets me know so much. The things you learn. Go ahead, Angel.
What did you say to her mom?
I knew it.
You know what?
What did you say, Kev?
Angel, place your question.
What? What
you say to her mom? Because her mom is a sweet woman. I met her.
I love her to pieces.
Her mom is a sweet woman.
Dying piece, too.
Joe?
Isaiah?
The first baby.
First baby. There was, she was, her organs were shutting down. And her mom also worked in the hospital industry. Mm-hmm. So she trying to do stuff to this, grab this person
in the hospital industry.
Yeah, hospital industry. Mm. That's what I'm saying.
Medical
industry. I knew I was around that.
Hospital industry. It could be. It's
medical.
Funny you said it twice. Yeah, that's right. Medical. I was like, that's actually correct.
You got to be confident about your wrong.
Ain't nothing wrong with it.
And I think they needed to clear the room.
Well, I had preeclampsia that was actually going into eclampsia.
Eclampsia.
Mm-hmm. I was beyond the pre portion. And so everything was shutting down. And, you know, preeclampsia is a pregnancy induced high blood pressure.
Yeah,
high blood stimulation is too much.
That's what it was.
Increasing my blood pressure. And so everybody was trying to come in. They were trying to turn on lights. They were trying to talk. They were trying to do this, that, and the third.
Sisters and mom.
Yeah.
And I was like, we need this room cleared. We need the room. That's what I said.
Yeah.
And I mushed her mom.
He lied. That was a lie.
I was about to be like, no, you
just
didn't.
Palm in the face.
No, I was like, guys, we need you to go outside so they can do what they got to do. And then I think her sister had left.
Everybody
a little bit.
Was outside.
And left. Her mom was like.
But you didn't let them in even after, like, two or three days later. They still have to, like,
one at a time, on the medication.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
One at a time.
Oh, Kevin.
And they came in, and then I was like, yeah, man, this is my wife now. You guys are second.
I am the captain now.
Me and her mom got into it at the beginning of our marriage about that, too.
Oh, bless
she
it.
She wanted us to
what
babysit.
Did you do? What did you say, Kev?
She wanted us to babysit a foster kid and have him spend the night. And she just told us, hey, this is maybe a month into our marriage. Y'all gonna watch this boy and he gonna spend the night. And I was like, he's not gonna spend the night though. She's like, no, I need him to spend the night. And I was like, we will watch him and we will drop him off or you will pick him up. But we're not letting him spend the night. This is my child, Melissa. This is my wife now. We're not, because Melissa didn't want to spend the night.
You're an asshole.
I know
so
it.
When I said it's we're crazy. Not, he's not spending the night. I'm not going to drop him off. And I'm not going to do anything else for you again. I'll do stuff for my daughter, but I'm not going to do nothing else for you. I said, and that's fine. He's not spending the night, though. Click. And I was like, yeah.
And what were you doing in the background, Melissa? Were you like, oh Lord.
Lord.
Oh, Lord.
And then like a month or two later, she was like, her mom was like,
I respect that.
I respect you as a man. And she wasn't like, I wasn't testing you, but... You set your boundaries, and I respected them. When I had to check my grandma and my own mom,
oh, you weren't afraid of nobody.
After that, who should I be afraid of? I serve the God of Abraham.
Yeah.
This is like calling fire down from heaven. Melissa's mom is a walk in the park to my own, telling my own grandma, if you don't come to my wedding, I'm still getting married at this time.
You said and I ain't no kid no more.
Listen,
I don't eat cereal in the morning.
Because Melissa's mom would have had us doing whatever she wanted, and we didn't have foster kids. Had foster kids. No.
He said, I'm a grown man. And as a grown man, he still eats cereal, but it's Magic Spoon.
That's right. That's why I wanted to drop him off, because I wanted to stay up late eating Magic Spoon.
Growing up, I definitely ate probably cereal every single morning.
I had cereal yesterday.
I had cereal yesterday too. At 2 o'clock, I had me two bowls of Magic Spoon.
I had to make dinner.
Having
something
later on tonight.
Magic Spoon allows you to still be that kid inside. You can be bow and be proud and not feel ashamed because you're eating something that's still actually really healthy for you. It's a healthy breakfast. 0 grams of sugar, 13 grams of protein, and only 4 net carbs in each serving. Only 140 calories a serving. It's keto-friendly, gluten-free, grain-free, soy-free, and low-carb. Build your own box. Available flavors to build your very own custom bundles are cocoa, fruity, frosted, peanut butter, blueberry, cinnamon, cookies and creams, and maple waffle. Just want you to know that cookies and cream and maple waffle, they were at first like just new flavors that they were doing temporary. Now it's permanent.
Permanent.
Hey.
And I'm glad.
They sold out so quick is the reason why they were like, well, we might as well keep them. So you can get these again or try them for the first time. They're delicious and indulgent. As Kev said, they are great, guiltless midnight snack. I love that good old frosted flavor. Marcus is here for the berries. Also enjoy putting the cocoa and the peanut butter together.
Blueberry,
okay?
Cool.
Okay, because they like R&B. They like rhythm and blues.
Ooh, I like
on
it.
My tongue, in my tummy. So this is what we want you to do. Go to magicspoon.com/TBTB to grab a custom bundle of cereal or try it today. And be sure to use our promo code TBTB at checkout to save $5 off your order. And Magic Spoon is so confident in their product. It's backed with 100% happiness guarantee. So if you don't like it for any reason, they'll refund your money. No questions asked. Remember, get your next delicious bowl of guilt-free cereal at magicspoon.com/TBTB.
TBTB.
And use the code TBTB to save $5 off. Thank you, Magic Spoon, for sponsoring this episode.
I had my cereal yesterday before dinner, so it was a pre-dinner snack.
It was an appetizer.
It was an appetizer. To dinner, which is a great way because then you're not hungry while you're cooking dinner. It's Boop. Great. All right. Anything else on whoever it is we was just talking about? Brett.
Nah. We talking about Brittany.
All right. Let's go to Rachel and Jose.
Oh, my God.
They had sex.
They did.
They did.
They edited like they didn't. Go ahead. We want to talk about sex first?
Go.
That's I think the funniest thing about Rachel and Jose is when they got in that house and he showed her that whiteboard with all the numbers on it and was immediately like, and I got to get you on this. She was like, I wouldn't go on trips.
Yeah.
Well, his face when she was like, I don't want to do this. I want to do what I want to do with my money.
I also think that, especially for people that just met, but regardless, you have to be careful about coming in and being like, the goal would be to get you here.
Oh, yes. It's very condescending.
Yes.
It's
very
it's so condescending. The way he talks about it, because you know, because well, my credit is
exactly.
the A15. And we
you can tell you. He wrote that recently on that board just for them cameras to show.
He doesn't even jack off the porn. He goes on the Equifax, 812. Experian 89.
Chico.
FICO. Oh, your life's a creditor. Look.
You almost sound like you could be dying.
No.
Just almost. Are you sure you enjoyed that? I'm not sure about
he jerks off to his credit card payments. Another on-time payment. Whew.
I hate this.
What a ride, Equifax, you dirty slut.
What a ride.
You are stupid.
It just be like, oh, Kevin. Dog, it's his personality.
Equifax ejaculations.
Yes.
I'm here for the alliteration.
Just get over it. That's a personal thing. Don't nobody else in this relationship care about that.
Nah.
And I have good credit, but like, he talks about it like CrossFit and veganism and being from Houston. Like, it's the first thing you lead with.
Yeah, just, like me and Angel, like I said, we always find ours competitive because it's always really close. It's like, who's going to be better this time? But it's never been like a, hey, let me write this down for visitors to see. Like,
it was like a piece of art. Why is the first thing you show your wife?
It's like, friends come over and ask me.
Yes,
ask me. Just ask me. Go ahead, ask me.
8:15.
Everything he's been able to accomplish with his money, with his savings, with his degrees, are such a pride and joy to him.
Absolutely.
He feels like that they must be a pride and joy to other people, that other people must want this. And it's clear that she does not care.
I don't think Angel just doesn't care. I don't think she could make it clear how much she doesn't care.
She doesn't.
It is literally of zero value to her.
Yeah.
It does. Matter of fact, negative value. Because all she sees is.
That's intimidating.
It's intimidating, and you're finna stop me from doing what I want to do.
Here's the thing.
Because you can't get like this if you're taking trips.
And that's the thing.
We gotta get you here.
You got those two polar opposite people. The people that don't budget like that see it as, oh, that means I can't take trips and do what I want to. And the people that do see it as, oh, no, you just want to spend all the money and you won't be able to get this and you don't know how to budget your money. No, the reason they can take those trips is because they must be budgeting for something.
Yes, and she's not embarrassed by it.
No.
She's like, I spend my money, I take my, like, she's enjoying her life. So therefore, it's not going to be of value nor exciting. And I would venture to say it's going to be detrimental.
Yeah, I didn't know this until recently. And so in the same mind, I guess, as Jose, I didn't know that there were certain people that did not aspire to be homeowners.
If I didn't learn anything from Twitter, a lot of people just be like, man, it's
no, we have friends like that.
I did not know that people did not aspire just because they didn't own, didn't mean.
No, that was, sorry, I ain't going to put their business out there, but that was a conversation. It's like, yeah, that's something that we never even
That was something, important. Yeah, no, that no, was, like it was unimportant because they also didn't think it was attainable.
Ah, okay.
So that's, some people.
You mean some people are just like, I could do this if I wanted to. I choose not to.
Yes, yeah. There's some people who are just like, no, owning a home is not even on my list of things. And I think. For him, that is not computing because it's the American dream, especially with them being of a Latino descent or
came in with that. Telemundo.
Latinx. Hello.
A Latino descent.
Descent. That is especially a part of the, can be a part of the American dream of I am owning something in this country.
Absolutely.
So for her not to have those aspirations, I think just seems so far from his mind of thinking he can't even get it together or understand.
It's we talked about this before with the experts picking people from different sides and hoping they pull them together. In our experience of it, the last three seasons, it doesn't do that. They just want to do more.
Yeah.
Jose's not going to talk to her and be like, you know what? I was wrong. Credit's not that important. I really want to take more trips. And she's not going to be like, you know what? I was wrong. Trips are not important.
So I wasn't going to say nothing.
Credit is more important. I think that their values on finances are going to be a difficult bridge to cross.
Yeah.
That's what I'll say. I think they are both very entrenched. And also, I think she is annoyed by the way he positions it.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. She hasn't said it yet, but I could see the way she was just looking at
that controlling.
Board. Yeah. She was like, I don't need. It's like the toothbrushing thing all over again. I don't need you to do this, nor do I want to. I don't aspire to own a home. The only thing is she was like, I wish I could save more money. But I also want to go to Greece.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
And I'm always going to go to Greece.
Right. If your priorities are Greece.
Yes.
He said every 2 years. No, this year.
Right. Because it's like Melissa and I, we are the same on a lot of those things like that. Like, I was just talking about this with, like, you know, we're on the road. You know, we make good money and all that type of stuff. But for us, it's never been about building our coffers to infinity amount of savings. Right. Mm-hmm. It's about we want to experience, live our life, invest into this app, whatever we got to do. Whereas if it were Greg.
You talking about the streaming service?
I'm talking about the streaming service.
The streaming service is amazing.
I must have made a mistake. Streaming service. Greg follows in his dad's footsteps, which is save every penny. You never do nothing. You don't have to do nothing. You'll die.
My dad was always like it, too. And I veered away from it.
Yes.
He got a Mercedes Benz.
Male is
your daddy?
Like,
he had a Mercedes. However, he also saved a whole lot. Yeah.
Daddy's Mel is like me. I want to go on the trips and do the stuff and have the parties.
Mel Greg's wife.
But they end up
I was like my sister, but yeah, she is his
She's
wife.
My sister too.
I know, but you know me. I was like Mel, Melissa.
Mel don't even have hardly any memories without me. She was 12 when she met me. She's 38. That's more than half of her life.
You just love to insert yourself.
That's more than half of her life.
That's his like claim to fame.
Absolutely.
That is my sister.
And that's what's confusing to people when they meet Mel. And I'm like, oh, that's my sister. After Kevin has said, that's my sister. So then they're looking at us like.
The funniest thing about
that is
Melanie and Melissa looks like the same.
Like twins
in four different years. If you didn't have short hair,
you would look like twins even more.
Oh my God.
Yeah, yeah. She's my sister. And they have loved me and accepted me. But the thing that Mel and Greg have been able to do is compromise.
You're right. Mm-hmm.
I think what they have, they are on a faster track. It's going to be hard. If she's like, every time you come in here, you talk about this, I don't want to do this no more.
Absolutely. Mm. I think there is a compromise that can work because it's not as if either one of them are hurting for money. At least it doesn't look like she is.
I agree.
So if he were to agree that, okay, these trips can happen, can you allow me to create the budget for the trips?
Right.
Maybe there would be some compromise in that where she's like, okay, we're still getting to travel, but we're spending in a way that doesn't have you hyperventilating.
Yes. Because you'll be living like, you feel like your life is boring.
Right.
If you don't want to just save until eternity and buy a house or whatever, you're going to feel like you're not enjoying life. He's right. going to feel like he doesn't have the security to enjoy life.
Right.
And that's going to be like, that's the push and pull.
Yeah, there's an easy compromise there for both of them.
Yeah, they could work, actually.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they could work. Anything else on
that? Nah, let's go ahead and move on.
Yeah, all we right. do, because we still got to shoot another whole podcast.
We're done right now, because they ain't going to be long.
And Joe, get
Mirla
off
and Gil.
So I was expecting her house to seem more along the lines of Jose and Ryan's.
Yeah.
Just on the fact of how she talks and how she wants to live and all the spending. All her money is in her closet.
Yeah.
It's all in bags and shoes.
I'm like, to each his own, right. But I'm like, that's what...
Some people bags would rather and share. Shoes. Listen, when you live in L.A., you realize people will stunt clothing-wise, bag-wise. You get to that house, you be like, why are you living in the... You live, your bed is in the kitchen.
And because it's Houston, because it's not L.A. or New York or, you know, Sacramento, where it's like the prices, I just... In the
that's
back of my
a
mind,
fantastic point.
In the back of my mind, I was already expecting like, oh, this house that's is absolutely fantastic. Beautiful. And she got, oh, the closet too, but it's like, no, you got this apartment and there's your closet.
And in Houston, you could get you some land. When I was on my walk in Houston, I was like, y'all, the houses just be big as outside.
Man.
Everywhere. These aren't even like, we weren't even in a crazy neighborhood.
Yeah,
all of our friends back home in Kentucky. Everybody got a front foyer in their house.
Porches,
chandeliers. I'm
backyard,
like, God dang.
Side yard. Yeah. Tree. Big oak tree. And I go in my backyard, I'd be like, "Hachu, I'm sorry, sir, I fell into your backyard."
But it's still California. I know I'm not going back.
Her pictures cracked me.
Oh, the pictures?
I said, oh, Mirla.
That was.
I said,
she's like,
oh.
I love me. Anybody time you got just pictures up of yourself.
In a bikini.
That, ain't included nobody else. Mama, brother, nobody. She just like, me, bikini,
picture
beach,
wall.
Me.
Sure
don't
did.
I look good? I do, self.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I asked myself. I said, self? Have you ever seen anybody more beautiful?
I love her good, high self-esteem. I'm glad that she loves herself.
She does.
And I do like what she said of, even though her pacing is just a little bit confusing for me because I feel like if she was dating someone, she wouldn't wait 8 weeks to kiss that person on a date. If she says she would, but that's what... That it's hard for me to believe that she wouldn't kiss someone she was attracted to after about the third date. But I do like that she was like, I will not allow these people to pressure me. It's about how I feel, because it can feel like pressure, because it does seem odd from the outside. Like we didn't see people who said they're not going to have sex, and we've all been kind of like, but to say that I'm not, it's a potential that I won't even kiss you.
Is that why he's about to get divorced?
Yes, because he was
before
like...
Before the decision day.
He's like, if we have not kissed,
like a kiss.
I'm going to ask for a divorce.
Yeah, I thought so. I just want to make sure.
It does seem like she likes him, though.
She does.
Like, they seem
really,
like...
It works, for whatever reason.
Dude, that's what I was saying. I said it last week. I was like, it seems like they get along a lot better, and they are clicking a lot more than what we're seeing.
Absolutely.
Because it seems like it's working.
And they have the whole hand thing going. Like, she's not like, get off
no,
me, don't
no,
touch
she,
me.
No, they're always touching each other.
But I do agree. I think they might have a Ryan and... what was the flight attendant?
Clara.
Like, you know, I don't know that this is, but how they had a different relationship behind the cameras and they just didn't do it. I agree with Angel. I didn't think about this before, but I think she's just like, y'all not going to force me. It's also weird to be like, y'all had sex?
Yeah, the cameras is like.
Have y'all kissed?
Yeah.
And she's like, I don't. She started off like, my life is private. I moved so much. She was telling her friends. Yeah. But we mid-30s. The sex I get, but a kiss?
Yeah, no, I would have been done.
I feel like she's planting a flag and being like, I'm not doing this no matter
which
what.
Could be.
It could be. She might be really scared and just not admitting it.
Yeah, but it's been six. Been 6 days, 7 days.
No. Yes, but I it's okay in my head that they have not kissed as of yet.
Yeah,
but
even though they brought up sex, she said yet.
She did say yet.
I'm saying when she said there is a possibility that she would not have kissed him.
Oh, by decision day.
By decision day.
How long is it?
It's an 8-week process. Oh, okay. That's why I said that.
But
to
everything
me
accelerates,
sound.
Like somebody said, everything accelerates once you're around somebody for so long. Yes. Like,
that's why, I mean, I also, listen, to each his own, but I do feel like people who are that, like, guarded, this is not the opportunity or experiment that they should be a part of.
I think that, too. I think we were looking at the Love on Stage show, and the stakes of just wanting to continue dating someone, I think sometimes this is what these people need. Mm-hmm. The commitment of marriage doesn't always make people take the commitment of marriage.
Right.
They're just dating each other still. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I think it's just great stakes for a show, and it makes them be like, okay, I'm serious about this. But in some ways, they'd be still dating.
They absolutely
are. Accelerated dating, but they just be like, I'm still dating.
They're just dating with a ring on their finger.
They are. 8 weeks, I'll get this annulled.
And there is a balance of, like, you know, we still think about Paige, and she came in a little too committed to the process for the way that she was being treated.
The only one, like, girl, y'all should just be dating.
Yeah, that was like, yeah, I understand it is marriage, and it is, I got it.
With no expectation of moving forward.
You should divorce him because he's treating you like trash. But then there's also the line of, like, you are married, so, like, you do need to, like, you know, put your full self forward in this and finding what that balance looks like. I actually think it differs from couple to couple, and it does make it difficult. To his point, if he said, if we haven't kissed by this time, I'm going to ask for a divorce. What that means, he's talking about intimacy. It's not just about the kiss.
Absolutely.
You know, if you're going to be that guarded after 8 weeks.
Absolutely.
Because it wouldn't make sense even if he wasn't married. If it was someone he was dating, after he would be like, girl, so why are we going out to lunch and doing all this?
But sex. We're talking about.
Right.
But it's like, I think it's all talk at this point for her.
For her?
Yeah. Because, like, she's thinking about it. It's like 8 weeks. I'm not sure. But
I think
she likes
to do that.
But that's like, but that's still like, if you can see that he's like earnestly, like, really wanting to see if they were going to have any intimacy, to dangle that 8 weeks, I'm not sure. Like, that's just not, it's not nice.
No, it's not nice. I didn't say it was nice. I just said it's all talk, though.
It's not nice.
I mean, she comes off as though she's not that nice of a person, even though it does seem like it is. Like, oh, he tells, oh, no, we touch, we hug, we this.
Well, and the other thing we have to remember is that, you know, if you're a person, and maybe, and Mirla could be this person where that type of physical intimacy doesn't matter to you, then it's easy to be like, it's not a big deal after 8 weeks.
Point. That's a good point.
But for him, if physical intimacy is important, it is a way that he understands and interprets love. You can't simply say that's not a big deal. He's overreacting.
Right.
No.
Yeah, you're right.
For him, that is important.
I completely agree with you, Liz.
She did a whole lot better with the dog than what I thought.
Mm-hmm. She did.
I think she does a lot better than what she says on everything.
I think so, too.
I think she has a character on TV.
And that's the whole 8-week thing. I'm like, that's all talk.
I agree wholeheartedly.
Right.
Yeah.
In theory, she don't want a dog, but when you see the dog's like, hey, man, what's up?
Which I guess that's what you're saying about the 8 weeks thing, too.
Yes, I agree.
Maybe she's just talking, and as we go along, hopefully she does open up as she gets to know him. I don't know.
Somebody said they seem good together. I don't know.
They do.
King Panda said they are attached, not married.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. I like it.
That is true.
That's a fact. That's
I'm confused.
Fact. They are attached. Machines. They're not married.
No, they are married.
I mean, they are
married.
They are
married.
But to them, they feel attached.
Okay. Okay. She's saying the way they're behaving.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, I was like, no, but they are married.
They're married,
but they're attached.
Yeah, I get that. I get what you're saying.
Like, nigga, I'm done.
And we throw this thing of, but they married, but I'm like, mentally, you ain't married.
Right.
You are not. None of these people are married mentally.
Ooh, someone said it the other way. That's good, too.
They're married, not attached.
They married, not attached.
You can look at it both ways.
Actually, both make sense.
They both make sense.
Mm-hmm.
Even Woody and Imani, I don't think they were married yet. They wanted to be married and mentally there. But
you're right, Marcus.
You know, this is day number 7 or 8 or whatever. You're not mentally there with nobody. I don't care who it is.
I agree with you.
Because you're still learning them. You're learning how to be there for them and all that. But there are certain when
you're
are
right,
making
Marcus, right.
but when someone is making it clear to you how they need to be cared for, and you're not, it's just like You're rude.
Did you hear what he said?
No. You're rude.
I said, make mules when I'm home. He said, I don't know, Kev, you're a different crew. So for y'all who don't know, this is hilarious. Me, Angel, Josh, Tahir, Greg, we are the tour crew.
We didn't name y'all.
No. We just came up with a name. We got jackets coming in.
Tour crew. Popping the collar.
We got bowling shirts coming.
Amazon mind to arrive tomorrow.
Marcus, Melissa, Mel, and Daddy are the
stay-at-home crew.
So home Marcus crew. Came over this weekend. First of all, just so you understand, Marcus makes the best mules you have ever had in your life.
The Kentucky mules.
He made them for us in Kentucky.
Mules should be named after Kentucky moving forward.
Yes. Marcus be bringing his knife and cutting up the stuff. We come home. The tour crew comes home. My house got ginger beer in the refrigerator. And there's whiskeys on the counter. Lisa don't drink no whiskey. And I was like, where did this come from? She was like, Marcus had made mules. Marcus made mules?
No, they're the Marcus mules. And please know, Marcus is very proud that Melissa named them that.
I didn't.
She said
it.
No, you did it in Kentucky.
You in Kentucky. You said, give me a. You said a Marcus mule.
You said, better get a Marcus mule because he blushed after that. He said, let's call this a Marcus mule.
Liz.
I said, look
girl.
At you.
He blushed.
Melissa called this a Marcus meal.
I'm talking about handcrafted cocktail. He put the little apron on. He stoked stuff over an open flame. I mean, when we first started hanging out, Marcus and Angel. Angel said, oh, Marcus love old-timey stuff.
Loves it. Man. Anything old-timey.
Anything. Yeah, I pulled loose that smoking cigars. I pulled out my matches and stuff. Like,
come on,
like,
I was trying to use a match.
Oh my God.
But anyway, so now we are, I was very sad. I was just drinking ginger beer.
Kev wants to be everywhere.
He does.
He wants to be on tour.
He wants to do a show, and he doesn't want to miss any of the family functions.
Angel has friends that I don't know. Huh.
He's trying to take all my friends. He said, Denora Walcott, you're my friend. I was like, no.
Oh, yeah.
Can men join the Deltas? I don't want to join the Deltas.
But listen, guess who I became friends with? I'm sneaking in, too.
Who?
Big Tobe.
They were all moving in on my friends.
I am.
Tony Baker's friends, too. All you guys taking your pictures in white, huh?
Yep, they went pictures.
But bring me in that group chat. To hear you got gerbils you've known before me, get me in the cage.
Someone said, I understand, Mirla. Girl, we off that.
Oh, yeah. Let's close, Liz. We got to shoot another podcast.
Negro, you're the ones who brought up the mules.
Yep,
what?
You did.
To hear.
I thought he said he got gerbils. You called him a gerbil?
He constantly calls Tahir a gerbil.
Would you cup your hand like this? I know.
They be hitting each other like they each other's mamas.
If I hit it flaccid, like straight like that.
Not flaccid. Like,
he pocketed it. He gave him a skibbity pap.
Yeah. All right. I'm going to name this episode featuring Tahir.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for joining us for today's episode of The Ball and the Beautiful. We'll be reviewing. Did we decide this?
Insecure.
October 24th, 5th.
All right. I got to binge
whatever
watch
that Sunday is.
He's going to start binge watching.
Okay, so you ready?
I've seen bits and pieces.
Watch it. Yeah, you got plenty of time. And they're short episodes. So we'll be binge watching. We'll be reviewing Insecure, the final season. Bye.
Bye.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.